Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a great ending to the first full week of the new year. How are you feeling? I could tell at dinner that both of my kids were pretty wiped out. After 2 weeks off of school, getting back into the swing of things took some effort. Do you feel the same way? Don't worry if you do. That's pretty common. In fact, as I was walking to lunch today, I saw a bunch of adults yawning in the middle of the day. Some of them were trying to hide it, but with it being cold out, you could see their breath, and the extra large cloud was a giveaway. I went down to the Blue Anchor for their Friday special. That's spelled F-R-Y for French fries. They have the best fries in town. They're shoestring fries, which are those really narrow ones. Well, on Fridays, all lunch entrees come with free fries, so I got a good old-fashioned smash burger. I take mine with American cheese, onions, mustard, and a crisp dill pickle. It's the kind of meal that warms me right up. Plus, I love to sit at the counter where I can chat with the chef, George, and watch him make the burgers on their giant flat-top griddle. I asked him if he had any goals for the new year, and he said, "Make the best burgers and fries in town." I told him he's already accomplished that in my book, and he said, "Then I guess I want to work hard to be sure you say the same thing next year." George has got a point. It takes work to run a good restaurant and make tasty food. Every day, George and his team have to be sure that they have great ingredients, that the equipment is working, that the place is clean, and that everyone working that day is focused on serving their guests. And so, they make a commitment to doing things the right way. They treat it like a promise. Everyone who comes in will get their best. This week, we've been exploring an old prayer called the Wesley Covenant Prayer. A covenant is like a promise, and this prayer is a covenant we make with God. We promise to give God our best by focusing on three main ideas, and we'll let those ideas guide our end-of-the-week reflection. If it's not too late, I encourage you to take your time. Plan on pausing the podcast, and if someone shares something that leads to more questions or deeper discussion, feel free to keep talking. I'll be right here when you get back. If it is getting late, adults, you could always make a note of a question or conversation you'd like to pick back up this weekend. We started on Monday with the line, "I am no longer my own, but thine." It means that we belong to God, and we talked about our relationship with the things that belong to us, like a favorite toy or a pet. Because we love them, we want to take extra special care of them. And if that's how much we care about our most beloved belongings, how much more must God love us? Instead of answering a question right now, I want you to turn to the person on your left and tell them something that makes them special that you think God must really like too. For example, you might turn to your sibling and say something like, "What I think makes you really special is that you're really funny and can make us all laugh. And I think God really loves that about you." Got it? If you get stuck, your adult can help you. Go ahead and share with the person on your left. I sure hope that made you feel good. You really are a special person, and it's nice to be reminded of it by people who know and love us. The middle part of the prayer started with the line, "Put me to what thou wilt." It essentially means, "God, because I love you and trust you, I'm ready to follow wherever you lead, whether it's what I planned or not." We said that it takes courage to pray a prayer like this. It's easy to ask for God to give us what we want. It's a lot harder to say that we're up for anything, but we can pray it with courage because we know that God loves us and wants the best for us. Let's think back over our week. I wonder if you can identify something that happened this week that you didn't think would happen, something that surprised you, but it ended up being good. For me, it was when my plans for Monday fell apart. Remember? It was the last day of Christmas break, and we were going to take a hike to Trinity Falls, but we got snowed in. At first, I was really bummed out, but we ended up having family reading time by the fireplace, and it was the perfect way to wind down and rest up. Did anything like that happen to anyone in your family? Go ahead and share with each other. It's always good to remind ourselves that changes of plans and surprises can end up being good. I know it helps me stay calm and look for the good when I start to get anxious. Okay, the last part of the prayer begins, "I freely and heartily yield all things to your pleasure and disposal." We said that means it's always best when we follow God because we want to, choosing to do it with our whole heart. Here's one thing I'm sure about. God wants to fill your upcoming year with adventures that are both fun for you and help other people. Our last question is, how does thinking about that make you feel? When you have an answer, share it with your family. Now, not everything that happens this year will be fun. Every year has its ups and downs, and many days are going to be regular, ordinary days. But when I read the Bible, I see story after story of God wanting to get us humans involved in things that really matter. And I believe God still wants to do that with us today. Okay, let's close out this week with our own Grace Harbor version of the covenant prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we love you and we trust you. Just like we take care of the things that belong to us, you take extra special care of us. As we start this new year, we have things we want to do, but we also want to know about the things you want us to do. Help us to follow where you lead us with hearts full of excitement. In your name we pray, amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.